Hello, I'm Ryan Felsman, Senior Economist at ComSec, with a look at the week ahead in economics and financial markets. The week kicks off on Monday in Australia when the Bureau of Statistics releases provisional overseas travel statistics for December. On Tuesday, Commonwealth Bank Group economists released the December Household Spending Intentions Report with weekly credit and debit card spending figures. Other weekly data releases include the ANZ Roy Morgan Consumer Sentiment Gauge and the Bureau of Statistics weekly payroll jobs and wages data for the fortnight ended January the 2nd. On Wednesday, Westpac and the Melbourne Institute issued the January Consumer Confidence Index. Sentiment hit decade highs in December, but virus lockdowns in Greater Brisbane and Sydney's northern beaches, along with interstate border closures, could dampen sentiment in early 2021. Also on Wednesday, building activity data for the September quarter is issued, with CBA Group economists expecting a 2% decline in dwelling starts. On Thursday, the all-important labour force survey for December is scheduled. CBA Group economists estimate that around 30,000 jobs were added or reinstated, with the unemployment rate easing from 6.8% to 6.7%. On Friday, preliminary retail trade data for December is due. CBA Group economists expect a 7% fall in sales after spending surged 7.1% to a record high of $31.7 billion in November. Overseas this week, the Chinese Economic Growth or GDP report for the December quarter is scheduled on Monday. Economists estimate that GDP will lift by 2.5% in the quarter, with the annual growth rate accelerating from 4.9% to 6.2%. China could record a remarkable 2.1% expansion in calendar year 2020, despite the pandemic. In the US on Monday, financial markets are closed in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. On Wednesday, the People's Bank of China sets the 1-year and 5-year loan prime rates. On Wednesday in the United States, the country will be focused on the inauguration of Joe Biden as the 46th US president at the US Capitol building. Also on Wednesday, the usual weekly data on US mortgage applications from the Mortgage Bankers Association is issued together with the National Association of Home Builders Housing Market Index for January. Home builder sentiment eased from a record high of 90 in November to 86 in December and is expected to be broadly unchanged in January. On Thursday, the much anticipated weekly data on US jobless claims is due with the Philadelphia Fed Manufacturing Index. December housing starts may have lifted 0.8% to an annual rate of 1.56 million units, but building permits could have fallen 2.1% in the month to an annual rate of 1.6 million units. On Friday, US existing home sales data is scheduled, with economists estimating that sales may have dropped 2.1% to an annual rate of 6.55 million units in December. Also on Friday, IHS Market issues preliminary January purchasing manager indexes for manufacturing and services across a number of developed world economies. We're also at that time when US listed companies report quarterly financial results, that is the earnings or profit reporting season. Earnings per share growth expectations have increased by 2.3%. to $36.93 during the December quarter, as the US economic outlook has improved, according to FactSet. Amongst companies expected to report over the week on Tuesday, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and Netflix. On Wednesday, Alcoa, Morgan Stanley, Procter & Gamble, United Airlines, and United Health are scheduled to report. On Thursday, American Airlines, Atlassian, IBM, Intel, and Travelers Corp could report. And then on Friday, to finish off a busy week, Schlumberger is also expected to hand down its earnings report. Thanks for your time.